Contemporary art has an uneasy relationship with classical technique, and many of its practitioners seem to get by without that technique. But it liberates the imagination, and young artists can benefit from a grounding in the skills of classical realism, born at a time when meticulous draftsmanship was the norm. William Zwick is an instructor at Windward Community College who's conducting an intensive 6-week Atelier Hawaii workshop this summer. He's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, William.
Good morning.
I was distressed to hear sort of through the grapevine that not all arts programs emphasize this kind of technique today. Is that accurate?
That's true. There's a strong emphasis now on more contemporary and modern art and more towards the abstract. But we feel that a classical art training gives people a strong foundation for whatever type of art they end up wanting to go into. Atelier is a French word that typically refers to an art program that was established in the Middle Ages to the 19th century, but has been carried on today with a strong emphasis in a foundation in drawing and painting. And our program is hoping to continue that tradition today in Hawaii.
This is the ability to create an exact representational duplicate of what you're looking at, yeah?
Well, that's a tool for learning how to see more accurately and create accurate proportions. So the end goal for the course is to create an exact copy, but really what we're learning are skills and how to see more accurately and create accurate proportions, an accurate sense of light effect, how to key our values and create a sense of focus, which later can be translated into oil painting or taken into other mediums. We've had students in the past who are interested in ranging from illustration to animation to even graphic design or tattoo art, who wanted to get a strong foundation in the basics so that they could carry that over into the medium that they wanted to go into.
You know, let me just give you a perspective from the world of music, where there's a lot of emphasis on technique, and if somebody comes out with music that's from a very avant-garde place, a lot of musicians want to know, well, can this person actually play the instrument? Is there a parallel in the world of art?
Yeah, I believe so. Some of the people that are held up the most for abstract art, such as Picasso or even Van Gogh, had a strong foundation in the classical atelier style. Van Gogh had done almost all of the Charles Barg lithographs, which is a fundamental part of most of the ateliers throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
And Picasso in his early years was an extremely good realist painter before he went into Cubism or any of the things he later became famous for.
And I've always taken that, William, as a model for what you do with technique. In other words, once you've got it, you can depart from it, yeah?
Right, exactly. The way that we try to think about the beginning part of the program that we teach is we use a technique called sight size to improve the student's observational accuracy. And you could kind of think of that as doing classical scales on a piano or any other instrument.
Mm-hmm.
The end goal is not so much to become perfect at creating scales, but to have a set of skills or a set of tools that you can then go out and apply to creating artwork and expressing ideas.
Do you get some resistance to that?
Well, it takes a little while to get used to the concept of sight size. It's a slightly different setup than what people are used to, but once people see the advantages of it, usually they come right along, and we see their drawings increase quite a bit.
What was that term, William? Sight what?
Sight size. Sight size is a traditional drawing technique where it's using an optical measuring system where through where the person is standing and the position of the easel and the position of the subject matter, you're able to create a one-to-one copy and take one-to-one measurements. If you imagine drawing a line from the center of your chest to your subject matter, your easel would be perpendicular to that line. And if you had a pane of glass that came off the side of your easel, imagine tracing what you were looking through the pane of glass at. That tracing on your pane of glass would be exactly the same size and exactly horizontally across from your painting or your drawing. So we don't use that pane of glass when we're working, but that is the best way to think of it. So we're creating a one-to-one copy of what it appears, of what the object appears to look like from our position in space. So it's a tremendous tool for students who, after you learn this, you can go ahead and continue to improve your own observational accuracy without instruction. But it's also a fantastic tool for teachers because we can get our eyes in the same position as the student and empirically say, this needs to be moved up a little, this needs to move down. But more importantly, that's just a tool. What we're more interested in is being able to tell the person, this is how I was able to see that, and this is how you can fix it next time.
William, as you know, there was a kerfuffle in the art world a while back when the contemporary artist David Hockney researched the technique of some of the classical masters, Caravaggio et al., and discovered that they had actually used optical instruments quite a bit, yeah?
Well, there's some interesting things about that. I mean, sight size has been used as a drawing and painting technique throughout history, dating back to the 19th century, very famously, with John Singer Sargent, who was a famous society portrait artist who mm-hmm. used sight size to great effect. But it dates back even further than that. I believe some of the earliest artists who have been credited with the sight size technique or that optical effect would be Velázquez, which dates back quite a bit earlier than the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about other artists who are interested in optical effects, one of the most famous that has come to light more recently has been Vermeer. There was a really interesting documentary recently about how he was using a camera obscura to help his artwork.
And yet there's a dimension to Vermeer that no camera could reproduce, which is incredible subtlety of shading, yeah?
Well, interestingly, that optical camera obscura has been shown that you can get extremely accurate using that. That isn't the system that we're using in today's atelier, mm-hmm. but that is an optical measuring system that has famously been used by artists throughout history.
Well, you just disillusioned me about Vermeer, but...
He's still a tremendous artist. Just because he was using an extra tool you didn't know about doesn't mean it's not amazing.
Well, and then that's an attitude to take toward the creation of art generally, isn't it, William?
I believe that you have full license to use all the tools at your disposal. I believe that if some of the old masters were alive today, they certainly wouldn't be limiting themselves from what's available to them.
Yeah, and the whole idea of, as you mentioned, Picasso's grounding in technique, and look at all the, you know, he's responsible for, 15, 20 different styles after he left that technique. Well, he never left it behind, but, you know, he was able to function in any number of different ways, yeah?
Right. That's because what we're trying to teach at the Summer Atelier is these underlying principles of drawing and painting. So ateliers in general have always focused heavily on drawing accuracy as the foundation for all representational art. But this class also gives us an understanding of how to key a drawing, how to control the edges to create a sense of focus and atmosphere. And then we transition into painting and talk about how to mix flesh tones and organize your warm and cool temperatures and do all of those things that were important with drawing and then apply them to mixing paint and working from live models.
It really sounds as if you've got plenty to keep everybody busy, William.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun organizing the structure of the course. So we lead people from the very beginnings of proportional accuracy all the way through a finished figure painting.
Well, thanks very much for taking the time this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Oh, my pleasure.
William Zwick is the instructor for Atelier Hawaii, a workshop in classical realism, a 6-week summer session at Windward Community College that runs May 23rd to July 1st, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.